David, they, Cartersville, you know, has always got stuff going on now. Out on the west side, up on the hill part of it, out past Agin's Bakery, mm-hmm. where they're building a new parking garage. You know, there's been a lot of buzz about the new things that's come in there. The Mule House Pizza, which I hear is real good.
I ran a poll last night on Cartersville Uncut. You need to join our Facebook page, Cartersville Uncut. Find it. And I ran a poll, who has the best pizza in Bartow County? By far was the Mule House. Mm-hmm. By far. I've never been there, haven't walked in there. But now, because everybody says, I'm curious, and in fact, I looked up the menu last night, and they said it's like a one-person personal pizza was like over like 10, 11 bucks,
but
which I think is kind of high, but that's, I mean, I'll...
Well, but that's not probably with what the cost of food is these days.
Okay, but I will, mm-hmm. I do want to try it now out of curiosity, mm-hmm. but that's a new restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's wild that somebody could come in.
He used to have the mule, the horse wagon that he would go and set up at venues. He was,
really?
He was at the car wash down here and
okay.
I think Drown Valley Brewery.
Okay.
Several other things that he kind of built his reputation on of having a fantastic pizza. So he's not just totally walked in new. He has opened up a brick and mortar from a...
But he's who everybody's talking about mm-hmm. now. And if everybody's talking about it, people are going to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because word of mouth is the best advertisement mm-hmm. you can get.
Yep. And he's not an old guy. He's a young kid, under 30,
mm-hmm.
that has found his niche. I know he's always kind of worked in the food industry and... that's something he likes, and he's found a niche that he's probably going to do real well with.
I told a friend of mine last night. I was talking about because I ran that poll, and this person had been to this place, and I said, mm-hmm. "Tell you what, you go pick one up. Go pick up anyone. Pick it up. Bring it over. I'll pay for it mm-hmm. because now I want to check it out. I'm mm-hmm. so curious and form my own opinion."
Mm-hmm.
Mule House, yeah.
So that's good. See, you got La Vida Spa. You need to go to a spa. You looking a little ragged there. You need to clean up a little bit.
No, I don't. I'll pass.
You got My Eye Doctor and Nagel's Bagels, and I've heard some good things about
Bagels. I've had Nagel's Bagels. I've mm-hmm. had, you know, like I say, the farmer's market. They were mm-hmm. the farmer's market. I've never been to the store. Yeah, it was good. But mm-hmm. yeah, very good. Very mm-hmm. good. Yeah.
So you got all those new businesses that sat on the west side up there in that brick building and up for kind of where Nelson's used to be, right in that area there.
They're not chains.
No, they're individual homegrown.
And that's what I like.
Small mom and pop type business.
And that's what we want downtown Cartersville
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homegrown. I will eventually. But I understand it's not real small inside the store. It's kind of small, mm-hmm. kind of cramped a little bit.
Well, quaint. Yes. Is the word.
Is it quaint?
That's
quaint.
That's the word you're looking for. You like to go into a little quaint restaurant. There's a place up in North Carolina when we go up in that area.
Yep.
It's actually a drugstore.
Mm.
And downtown drugstore that's been there for a long time, they have the lunch counter.
Well, I love all these unique. Mm-hmm. They're all unique, and we're getting a lot of unique places
mm-hmm.
in downtown Cartersville.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, and they're local people
yeah.
bringing it to the people.
I'm Jesse Weaver with Weaver Heating and Air. I am a second generation owner coming in. My dad started the business in July of 1973, and we're about to celebrate year 49 coming up, so we're really excited about that. Our business has been based on family, not only for ourselves, but for our employees and also the customers that we serve. It's very important for us to not only provide heating and air, but we also like to be a part of the community physically and monetarily to help out in any needs that we can.
Everybody, it's Kelly Jones here at Kennesaw Transportation. Just want to drop in and let you know that we're always looking for drivers. We run team drivers and solos, and then we also have a small training program. We'd love to have you join us. Great company, benefits, pay. I just can't say enough great things. So call me. Our website is listed below. Thanks.
Welcome to Treasure Chest. Hey, why don't you come on in? Let me show you around and tell you what we're about. Football season has started. Come on in, check out our selection of recliners so you can kick back, and enjoy that big game. We have a large selection of tables. We've got rustic, we've got cabin, we've got just casual dining. We have a lot to choose from. Hey, if you need a small sectional for your living room, or if you need a large sectional for your living room, or anything in between of sofa loves, we've got a selection for you. Here at Treasure Chest Outlet, we have good used furniture that we get by consignment. We have a good selection of new stuff. Why don't you come on by and see us, because you just never know what you're going to find here at Treasure Chest Outlet.
I'm Glenda Mitchell with Glenda Mitchell Law Firm. If you've been involved in an accident, give me a call. Let me help you. I give every client my personal cell phone number so you can call or text me anytime.
Glenda Mitchell Law Firm. We come to you.
Tim, I'm willing to bet 100% you get every one of these questions correct.
Okay.
But I want you to be slow in answering, because I want people to be able to play along at home. And you can do this anywhere in your, if you're in Griffin, Georgia, if you're in Gwinnett County watching this, you can answer. Everybody will have different answers, but I want to see if you know it. All right? This is government questions. Be slow. Who are your representatives in city government? In Cartersville, we're right here in Cartersville. Who are your representatives that you elect in city government?
It's your mayor and city council.
Who is the mayor?
Mayor Matt Santini.
Who is your city councilman?
Kerry Hodge is my Pacific one right here.
Okay. See,
but
this,
there's four more on the board.
You don't have to know. They're irrelevant. But you could. Do you know them?
I know them.
What are their names?
Kerry Roth, Jay Stepp. The attorney that keeps getting the DUI,
yeah,
Gary Fox,
yeah,
and Calvin Cooley.
So you got that right. City. See, I didn't write these down. County. Who represents you in the county? Who is your elected official in county government?
We have one sole commissioner, Steve Taylor.
Steve Taylor. And if y'all are playing along at home, you should be able to answer these questions. Okay, in the state government, who are your, let's go first, who is your representative?
Matthew Gamble.
Who is your state senator?
Chuck Huffstetler.
Who is your governor?
Brian Kemp.
Can y'all do this? I mean, are y'all able to do this?
And,
okay.
And Matthew Gamble was just elected floor leader for Kemp to push his legislation along on the floor.
You know, I keep hearing everybody says, Matthew Gamble wants to be governor. I've never heard Matthew Gamble say this, and I've talked to him numerous times, and I've never seen anything written that he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody says, because his uncle was the governor, that he wants to be governor. Have you ever seen?
I have not talked to him about that.
Nobody's ever talked to him, but everybody says he wants. And everybody, I think everybody thinks he wants to be governor because it's like royalty. It's, oh, you're
well,
next
I
in
think,
line.
And, I think when you're in politics, I think your aspirations is typically always for a higher office.
It's a business.
Yeah, pretty much.
You want to get promoted in the company.
And the only way to do that is move to a different, I guess, in the situation of the state pecking order, if you're a state representative, state senator would probably be your next one. Then maybe some public office like Secretary of State or a labor commissioner or different things like that, and then the governor, and then that's the highest office you can hold in the state.
I think locally, the only person that would stand a chance of being governor would be Bruce Thompson, because Bruce Thompson
is statewide known as that.
He proved himself that he could get elected, and
statewide.
He's the first Republican right out of this area to get a statewide office.
First one,
and he proved he can do it. He's building a foundation now. He's the same way Brian Kemp. Mm-hmm. Brian Kemp was what, Secretary of State?
Yes,
and Secretary of State, and then he became governor. He got his name out there. Secretary of State Bruce Thompson's doing the same thing, and I think Bruce will be governor. I think possibly.
I think he'll run for it eventually.
Don't you?
Probably.
Yeah, and I think he stands. I think locally he would be the only person I could think of that could possibly. Okay, state government. Okay, federal government. Who is your congressman?
Barry Loudermilk.
Okay. Are y'all able to do this at home? Can you name these? Okay. Can you?
He did not tell me we were doing this.
No, I did not tell you we were doing this. No, and the answers are not down here. I've just got federal state. Who are the two senators?
Raphael Warnock and the skinny guy. His name escapes me at this moment.
See, that's what happens to me. What is it? Past salt and pepper.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a brain for it, but but he's there
John Ossoff.
Ossoff, yeah.
John Ossoff, the governor.
The governor.
Oh no! Who is not the governor? Who is the president? Vice president.
Well, Kamala Harris is the cackles, and Joe Biden can't remember anything.
Okay, what else? Is there anything else statewide? Well, that we're leaving. Well, like statewide, I mean, there's a bunch of offices statewide.
Oh yeah, you got Raffensperger for your Secretary of State,
right?
Bruce Thompson is your Labor Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
King, I think, is the Insurance Commissioner. So, you know, you should know who represents you in your government, because they're the ones that affect your lives, not Squeaky on some TV show.
I've never tried to contact. I mean, I talk to these people when I run into them, but mm-hmm. I never, ever contact with a problem.
Well, I have had the need to contact the Secretary of State's office, and I ended up with a person's name that Brian Kemp happened to be Secretary of State at the time. I was having a license issue problem with a state license, and somebody else had the same issue, and they had gotten a hold of a person's name that worked in Brian Kemp's office. I called them, and with a matter of a couple of days, my problem was solved.
Now, do you think as a county commissioner, Steve Taylor's our county commissioner, and he's a very, well, it depends. If you run a poll, there's people loves mm-hmm. Steve Taylor.
Well, if he votes, if he does things that you like him. If he does things you don't like, you don't like him.
Well, there's
and
a lot
that's anything in life, I think.
There's a lot of people who have never met the guy. They've never mm-hmm. met the guy. Never had a conversation mm-hmm. with the guy. I've been fortunate enough to have had a few, and I think he's a good man.
Yeah.
Just a good man.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are just because of all the growth in Barco, and he's mm-hmm. they think, well, he's just letting anybody in here, and he's just mm-hmm. any business that wants to come in, which I don't think
is not true.
It's not true. But I think it's time for. Do you think it's time, as big as we are, that we get a board?
I think we're getting to that point that
I mean, we're getting big.
It may not come from within, but I think at some point the state legislature may step in and say, hey, you need to go to a board.
Can they do that?
I'm sure they probably can.
So they could override?
Yeah, because it has to be passed by the state legislature to change, I believe.
But a couple of years back, we had a nightmare in our school board. Just a nightmare.
Well, it was like a zoo every time you went to the meeting.
Infighting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to another county to make decisions on I mean, I used to run into three of them,
mm-hmm.
and you're not even supposed to do that. Three of them out at a county at events,
mm-hmm.
and there was only five of them. Those three could make every decision. The other two might as well stay home.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true. Just because you have a board doesn't mean.
That means it's going to be more efficient.
And not only that, they can't make a decision on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
They got to wait for the.
Yeah, you got to go through the process
of
convincing it. And I think more people look at that as is it more fair or yeah, you'll have to convince more people to get it done, because usually if you got a 5-member board, it's got to pass by three votes to become. And then I think in the city we have like five council members, and then the mayor.
Yeah,
you've got to have four. Four for it to pass, and then if you didn't have enough there, the mayor does have the final deciding vote, which that would probably be the same way in a commission set up to where, the commissioner would have the final say.
So you say no on a commission? You say no right now on a board?
I could go either way on that. I think as long as things is running smoothly, but all it would take would be one power hungry or one.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Person that gets in there that
or one.
Does underhanded deals and does the backdoor stuff and favoritism. I think then that's where you're really going to see the real kick up for that to become a reality.
What separates Styles Auto Care from others? Hey folks, Frankie Johnson here from Styles Auto Care. If you look past the fact that no other auto repair facility provides the different services that we offer at Styles, It's our people. As soon as you walk through the front door, you see a difference. A warm, comfortable family atmosphere where a mom and her children are comfortable. Friendly faces that greet you with a smile. Knowledgeable staff that truly listen to your concern. Stiles Auto Care, 1261 West Avenue, where you'll always be treated as family.
Hey, if you're looking for a laundromat that's clean, friendly, well-lit, got good machines, we have 80-pounders so you can wash anything you want in. We've got the smaller machines for your just regular household laundry. We've got dryers that heat up that you can get in and get out fast. Come to All American Coin Laundry, located at 406 North Tennessee Street. We can wash your clothes for you, or you can wash them yourself. Come on by and see us. You'll like what you see.
Welcome to Spencer Aesthetics, located in the West End Commons Shopping Center at 650 Henderson Drive. Our fun and friendly staff deliver exceptional treatments, including an enticing range of facials, fillers, hair removal, skin tightening, body sculpting, hormone replacement, and sexual dysfunction treatments for both men and women. Whether you want to feel more desirable or to simply age gracefully, you deserve to feel beautiful from the inside out, and we will be with you along the way.
SOS Mattress, best quality, best price guaranteed. Where can you find a huge selection of high-end mattresses without paying high-end prices? SOS Mattress, best quality, best price guaranteed. Where can you save 50 to 80% off retail every day? SOS Mattress, best quality, best price guaranteed. We offer the lowest prices on the best name brand mattresses. SOS Mattress and Clearance Center on Highway 41 in Cartersville, one block south of Home Depot.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution done a poll of what's on Georgians' minds.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So what would you think would be one of the top things that they would want the legislature? This is for the legislature to take care of this session.
Legalize weed? No, I would say, seriously, I would say the number one thing is crime.
Well, the number one thing by 58% is to get rid of runoffs in the elections. No more runoffs. If you get the majority or plurality of the votes, you become the winner.
I agree with that.
Not 50 plus one vote.
I'm for that.
Okay. I really have no big opinion on that. I mean, I think there's only two other states or one other state that does it besides Georgia that has to have 50%. Most of them go with the top vote getter.
Okay.
Sports betting, legalized gambling, is another.
You know, here's what I don't get. I live in a state which is like 100% Republican run.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing Republicans always say is less government.
Mm-hmm.
We are not less government.
No.
We are not less government at all. There's nothing close, nothing. We have more rules and regulations to keep you.
Well, when it falls under parties, the less government part means we want less of what you want in government and more of what we want in government is what that kind of boils down
to. Well, less government, I mean, like sports betting, we should have had it long time ago. We were like one of the last ones to get the lottery. And it's just our Republicans, they know better than you. And it should be you're free. It's your choice to make the right and wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. It's your life.
Right.
But they want to be the parent. So they want sports betting. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Some want to revisit the heartbeat bill.
Okay.
It's about a 50-50 split on that.
Okay.
Crime does kind of fall in that with dangerous dwellings and stuff in the city. So what would be some of your things that you think the legislature should tackle this session?
I think every liberal thing you say is liberal out there in the country, like look at Canada also, and look at the freedoms and the personal liberties that they have. And I think as a Republican state, the government needs to build me some roads. They need to collect the taxes, infrastructure, make sure the city plumbing is right. I think there's certain things they need to do. Other than that, they need to butt out.
Mm-hmm. So you basically want an infrastructure to where you can move and live a life that's kind of mundane.
It's like if I live in a house with five people, mm-hmm. and I decide, okay, we got a lot of money coming in and all this, and I hire a manager. I don't want them telling me how I can live my daily life. I want mm-hmm. them paying the bills, make sure I don't have a leaky roof, mm-hmm. make sure the garbage bill's paid, cable bill's paid. Don't tell me how to live my life.
Yeah, don't tell me you can't go out on Saturday night to a movie because it's too late to go out.
Living in a Republican state, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. That should be in this country.
Yeah.
The government wants to be your nanny, so to speak.
This is both sides.
They want to wipe your nose when it's running instead of letting you figure out how to do that.
You've got states now, like, I mean, I know you don't like it, but New York. New York is saying women is just, you can go topless in a park. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, that's horrible, but they're saying, you know, that's the way, and they're saying, okay, and they're saying you can smoke weed in certain states, and they're saying you make the decision, sports betting, you make the decision, not mm-hmm. the state. Mm-hmm. The state should not. That's not your role. It is
right. They brought in the lottery 25-30 years ago now.
Yeah,
it's been in a good while. You know,
I don't know.
It's one of those things that every convenience store's got it. You go in and get something. You have the choice to either participate in it or not participate.
Well, see, the lottery. They don't want sports betting. They mm-hmm. they do not want
sports competition. Well, for their money.
And it's also sports betting is fair.
Yeah,
it is fair. Okay, the odds makers say they're going to give you 8 points on this game, and it looks like it's a 50-50. I can put my money up, and it's like 50-50 whether I'll win or not. Mm-hmm. The lottery, and you keep playing, you will not win.
The odds are totally stacked against you.
Oh no, it's horrible. The worst odds possible. So the state of Georgia is saying, we want you to have gambling, mm-hmm. but we want you to be cheated. We don't want it to be fair mm-hmm. for you.
But then they'll cart out all the winners, and there's going to be winners.
Oh, absolutely.
But the odds of you being the one that won is very slim.
Well, sports betting, if you're a knowledgeable sports person, you could look at a game, and there might be 15 games that weekend. You could look at one and say, okay.
That's the one I can win on.
That's the one I stand the best, and you mm-hmm. can literally, you can make money.
Hey, it's Chris Nichols from Cartersville Cell Phone Repair. Whether you need your phone fixed or it's time for an upgrade, we've got you covered. We sell and repair phones, tablets, laptops, smartwatches, and even gaming consoles. We also have a huge selection of phone cases for newer and older models. Need accessories like chargers or car mounts? Or how about a Bluetooth shower speaker? Forget your passcode, we can get past that for you. Or if you want to ditch your current network carrier, come see us for unlocks. We're behind Lowe's next to Pizza in Cartersville.
You know, whether you need to spruce up your front yard with mulch, pine straw, if you have a rock bed, we got various different gravels, we can take care of that. If you need your lawn equipment fixed, we have two veteran small engine mechanics, whether it be something small as a weed eater or a zero turn lawnmower, we can get you taken care of, or even a side by side. Speaking of side by sides, we've got the new Hyson E1s in. They can run over 45 miles on a single charge, super quiet. We also have the Sector 1000s in, we got 450s in. Give us a call at Elite Stone Supply and we'll get you taken care of.
Hey, this is Joe Wilson, co-owner of Parnick Jennings Funeral Home, Cartersville's locally owned funeral home, serving all of Bartow County since 1977. The biggest difference of our funeral home here in Bartow County, Cartersville, is that we are a locally owned funeral home. We make all our decisions right here in the funeral home. When people walk in the door, they're going to meet the owner and know that we're making decisions on what's best for the families that have placed their trust and confidence in us and the needs of our community. We want you to know it would be our honor to serve your family during your time of need. Please call us at 770-382-0034.
Farmers Market is looking for vendors.
Yep.
It's starting back up May 6th. Hard to believe that it's that close to starting back up.
Yeah, we're, you know, toward the end of January, but, you know, you always got to plan ahead to make things come off when you need them to. So, you know, if you're growing anything or raising anything or got anything that would meet their criteria, they're looking for you.
$150 for if you want electricity at your little booth, $125 mm-hmm. for the season. That's not bad.
Well, I don't think they'll have a problem at all finding enough vendors to fill up.
No, I think they have to turn people away.
Yeah.
You know, and they used to have like doggy treats, mm-hmm. and they had all this, you know, woodwork. They don't do that anymore.
It's all basically
food.
It's all related.
It's all.
And it has to be raised in Bartow County.
Now, and they have a few people who cook. You know, these mm-hmm. are, and these women are just, you know, they
do like pies. And
oh my gosh. Like and they tell me, they're sold out by like 10:30. I mean, mm-hmm. people, and just like, all kinds of stuff. And I said, well, why don't you, and they said, cook more something. They said, we don't have time.
Yeah, I mean, you become a food factory. At some point in time, you got more to do than what you can physically do.
But farmer's market is a lot more than it used to be. I think before COVID, it was there. People went. But after COVID, people really appreciated getting out.
Yeah, because it was a... You see people walking their dogs. Just kind of as a place to kind of gather on Saturday morning.
Oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And like speaking of, you know, walking with dogs, I made a photo album, people and their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
One particular just looking for and just beautiful shots, I thought. I mean, of people with their dogs. But you see people, they go down there not necessarily to always buy something. They go down there because it's like the mall.
Mm, kind of like to see and be seen type
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.